My name is Laura, and I'm here to talk about my faith journey. I'm originally from Cameroon, and I came to the U.S. 6 years ago. It never occurred to me that one day I would depart from the Roman Catholic faith, given the strong education that I received as a Catholic, and the pledge that I took to remain one because other religions, according to me at the time, did not worship God. In fact, I knew things about God, but I did not know God. I knew that Jesus was the guy on the cross, but his sacrifice never really meant much to me. And Holy Spirit was just Holy Spirit. How I came to reconcile the person of God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit in my life is a long journey of fear and faith, doubt and trust, pain and joy, and most importantly, a journey where I found myself and began to see myself as God sees me. I was a strong Catholic believer, and I was involved in the different activities at my church. I joined the choir. I was one of those who did a scripture reading every Sunday. I went to retreats. I participated in different meetings. I was everywhere, but nowhere at the same time. Then came a time when I became bored of the routine and started asking myself so many questions, such as, why am I going to church? Does God exist? Muslims also worship God, don't they? Is that not the same God? Why am I a Catholic and not Protestant? But I couldn't mention any of my questions to anyone. Otherwise, I would have been severely reprimanded. So in secret, I started visiting this Protestant church close to our house. I loved it there. It was different. However, a few weeks later, I stopped attending their services after seeing what happened to my aunt and my cousins on my maternal side. Her family rejected her because she left the Protestant church to embrace the Pentecostal faith. We were not allowed to see them. And if they ever came to visit our house, the reaction from my parents scared me. My fears caused me to be silent and obey my parents because I did not want to be the next on the list. Nevertheless, I was embarrassed and disturbed by their behavior and their actions. I still visited my cousins without them knowing, because I knew somehow that God called us to be one. He called us to live in harmony. But this reality in which I was living was showing me the contrary. What was happening to my family? What is a family, I wondered. When I came to the U.S. in 2011, everything changed. As I met people from different backgrounds, different religions, different ways of understanding Jesus, even skeptics, many other questions added to the pile of questions I already had. I became more open to different points of view, which brought me to the conclusion that for me to grow in my knowledge and experience of God, I needed to explore different horizons. So in January 2015, I stopped attending Catholic churches and joined the congregation in St. Paul with Pastor Greg Boyd as senior pastor. Sitting under his teachings for 2 years opened my eyes to see, understand, and experience God differently. For the first time in my faith journey, I felt alive, valuable, and precious to God. I felt that I knew Jesus and he knew me. I got rebaptized, this time with a sincere heart and acknowledging in front of my brothers and sisters that I choose to follow him regardless of what it is going to cost me. It felt good. However, that feeling changed to sorrow every time I would think of my parents and my siblings. They did not know the change that had occurred in my life, and I feared their reaction and their rejection. I ended up telling my elder brother with whom I am living right now, because hiding this new identity was torturing me. He did not necessarily approve of my decision, but he accepted it. After all, it was too late for me to go back, because once you have tasted Jesus, I guess it's hard to let go of him. Then Church of All Nations happened. My friend Toussaint, whom I have known for years, invited me to the new members class. The class was interesting. It was edifying. However, none of what was said made sense to me. Because because I never heard such things before. So when I got home after the first class, I sat on the chair and I realized that I had a choice to make. Either I stay open and learn more, or I deny the irrefutable truth that my mind had a hard time digesting. So here I am, a new member of Church of All Nations, who has chosen to stay open, learn more, digest, grow, and ask when she does not understand. I consider it a privilege to be a part of this new family. In fact, I have always been confused about the meaning of family and have always asked God what it meant to be one, especially after witnessing the division in my own family between my friends and the Church of Christ just because of belief systems. Today, this is where I stand. Although one's belief will shape the person's mind and character, the person is more important to me than his or her belief. For that reason, I wish to be a part of the reconciling work that is happening at Ken. And as I have always told many, I do not want to die without living. And for me, that means living for someone else other than me. Thank you.